Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people. It is time for the juice. It is time for the juice. How's everybody doing this Friday night? Isn't it a lovely day in the neighborhood, guys? Well, listen, you guys will never believe where I am right now. I am actually at my 9-to-5. For all of you that don't know me, I work at A1 Toyota, and I'm a saleswoman. I sell cars. I do everything. I'm a Renaissance woman. I cook. I sell cars. I'm a mother. You know, I'm a friend. I'm an aunt. I do it all. I do it all, and I'm a friend. Did I say that already? Anyways, happy Friday. Happy Friday. I'm so glad I mean walked away. Now, just a few minutes ago, I was nervous because there was a guy here, and he had a baby, and the baby would not stop crying. I'm like, sir, you got to move. I'm about to do the juice, and you got to go. Okay? Well, you guys know I like to start off my night, my show, with positivity. And I've been reading from the book I Declare by Joel Osteen. And today we are on day 20. And it states as follows. I declare that I am calm and peaceful. I will not let people or circumstances upset me. I will rise above every difficulty, knowing that God has given me the power to remain calm. I choose to live my life happy, bloom where I am planted, and let God fight my battles. This is my declaration. Wow. People have a right to say what they want, to do what they want. Oh, wait. People have a right to say what they want, to do what they want, as long as it's legal. But we have a right to not get offended. We have a right to overlook it. Their opinion of you does not determine your self-worth. They have every right to have their opinion, and you have every right to ignore it. Wow. I exercise my rights to choose peace, love, harmony, self-love, and high self-esteem for myself. And I exercise my right to wisely ignore others' opinions that are not in alignment with my highest good. And so it is. All right. Amen. I know that's right. I really love today's I Declare because I haven't been calm and peaceful. It's been a really hard couple of weeks for me. My daughter, there's really a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying? So this declaration fit for me, just like last week, that one fit for me too. But I love when it says, I choose to live my life happy, because we have to make choices. And a lot of times, you know, the choices we make affect how we feel. So I really love that. Okay, so I hope that you guys remember today's I Declare and that you keep that. You have to remember to stay calm and peaceful no matter what type of storm comes your way. Always stay calm and peaceful, I'm telling you. Right now we're going to listen to Erica Campbell, Help. This is one of my favorite songs. I'm so glad that they put it on the website. Then when we come back, guys, I'm going to be reading from the book Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. Like I've been doing for the past few weeks. Last week, oh my God, we had such a good time last week. So I'll be right back, okay? And we're gonna get right into that as soon as
I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gonna help these babies?
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, hands on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back gets the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need help. But it ain't about my will, it's all about what you want. Your family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without you.
I'm back. I wanted to try the kissy face. Little kisses. Y'all like that? I wonder when can I plug that into the show. I don't know. You know what? I'll be putting the phone on mute when I have the phone on because I don't want y'all hearing me acting retarded in the background sometimes. And I always forget to unmute it, and I'll be talking to y'all, and y'all don't hear me. Yeah, life of Juicy Renee. Ooh, guess what, y'all? I came up with an idea. Don't nobody take my idea because it ain't going to work because it ain't for you. It's for me. It was ordained by God for me. So don't be going out trying to take my idea. I'm going to know and I'm going to call you out on it. Anyway, I thought of an idea because I'm single. And, you know, I'm going to talk about relationships. You know, I always talk about relationships because relationships are so important to us. Anyway, I'm single. So I was like, yo, I'm going to have a show, a reality show called For the Love of Juicy Renee. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to date one guy for a number of weeks. It'll be one guy each week. And I'm going to have someone follow me with a camera, like, you know, take the whole date. And then I'm going to come back with my commentary. Huh? Huh? And I also want you guys to commentate, to leave your comments and your opinions about the date as well. Huh? Because let me tell you something. Juicy needs a husband, okay? I am too much of a woman to be single, first of all, and then not married, most of all. Okay? Now, for the past couple of weeks, I've been reading from the book Broken Vision. And it basically talks about the wrong things that women do as far as men is concerned. And it also tells us, it gives us an insight on the man's mind. Okay, ladies? So, and I really love this book because it's really enlightened me. And honest to God above, it's changed me. As a woman, as a person, I'm making different decisions now. I'm, for real, when it comes to men, because I'm 32 and I don't even have a man, so that's just say a lot. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing as far as relationships are concerned. So my niece, my little, she's not really my niece, but, you know, she's my niece's friend, Jessica. Shout out to you, Jessica Smith, my little snooker cook. She bought me and my niece these books, Broken Vision. She bought me a book, and we started a book club amongst the three of us. And, honey, we had never been so quiet. I don't remember the last time her, all three of us were together and we were that silent. There were certain outbursts like, oh, Jesus, Lord, God. We had those because we were reading about ourselves and all the stupid things that we've done and allowed. So last week I talked about a man of substance. This week I'm going to get a little bit more into that. If anyone has the book, I'm on page 45 right now. Again, this is Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. And I'm talking about a man of substance right now. It reads, a man of substance appreciates a woman who has her own mind and who is confident in her beliefs. When he says you're beautiful, he is complimenting her physical beauty and her mental attractiveness. He knows that one of the most beautiful parts of a woman is her mind and how she uses it. Isn't that beautiful? Now, there's a checklist that men have for gentle women. There's a gentle woman checklist, and there's 10 things on this list, and I'm going to read them. Number one is women who value their bodies, time, energy, and minds. Loyal, appreciative, ambitious, mentally and emotionally stable. Number two, a woman who knows how to pleasure a man and can get turned on by turning him on. Number three, women who dress up for us. Number four, interesting without being impossible to figure out. Number five, helps him develop a relationship that is full of peace. Now, that's very important because I hear a lot of men complain about that, that women need to be their peace and not their chaos. Number six, a woman who appreciates him and finds more reasons to love and less reasons to complain. That ties into number five, ladies. Number seven, a woman who won't embarrass him because she can't handle herself. She gets along with others. Okay. Number eight, a woman who knows how to prepare a good meal. Yes. Yes. Like, does this have to be on the list? My goodness, ladies, that's embarrassing. Let me tell you something. As a woman, you should know how to cook something. You got to get you at least three meals. I say five. Five, really. Five meals that you learn how to cook that's seasoned and that the men love. Get you five meals and learn how to make them meals. I mean, okay? Because you got to know how to cook. Man, there should be any woman left that don't know how to cook. I mean, that's very important. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach, okay? Number nine, be supportive, ladies. It's very important that you support your man. Number 10, sex. Do not act like you did not know this. Yes, sex is very important. But how important is it? Because I'm starting to think that sex is more important to men than it is women. We'll find out. I'll be right back, guys.
Tell me that I love what you.
know, I really love that song. Seriously. There's so many men out here that have broken our heart.
What?
The male perspective. We apply the male perspective. I'm sorry, back to Broken Vision. We apply our flawed perception of value to the women that we entertain based on how much we believe that these women value themselves. If she has been giving us all of her while requiring nothing or little in return, then that tells us on how much she values herself, and we know she'll settle for less that we give. The type of women that throw everything at us too soon aren't the ones we want to settle down with. Wow. Oh, my God. Seriously? We apply our flawed perception of value to the women that we entertain based on how much we believe that these women value themselves. Wow. If she has been giving us all of her while requiring nothing or little in return, then that tells us on how much she values herself, and we know she'll settle for less that we give. The type of women that throw everything at us too soon aren't the ones we want to settle down with. Are you serious? These are some of the traits men look for, but these aren't always what we settle for. Just like some women, we also settle for less sometimes. Cooking and cleaning for us is extra. We are grown. We can do those things ourselves. We aren't looking for moms or to baby us or to take care of us. Number one, is this woman going to make my life hard? Does my life feel better with her? So these are some of the questions that men ask themselves when they meet women, ladies. Number two, is this woman going to try to change me? Can I be me freely without her complaining? Number three, amazing sex. Number four, stop backs. Is she known for smashing the homies, club promoters, dudes on the block, rappers, brothers, cousins? Yeah, ladies, y'all got to keep a cap on that. Y'all can't be going around being hoes and then want to settle down later. Like, don't nobody want that. Yeah, you got to calm down. Don't be smashing the homies and stuff. Okay? Chill. Clank, clank. You know what Madea said? Clank, clank. Number five, do I have to be her man in order to get all of the benefits, or are they free? Is her curve game extremely strong and brutal when it comes to other men trying to get at her? Yeah, you know what? My curve game was real strong. He wasn't even my man. So, you know, like, it's crazy because all this stuff that men look for on his list, I'm everything. Yet, he ain't show up, I guess, you know? So what does it mean, men, when you're all these things that you ask for in a woman? And so what that mean? Why I'm not locked down yet? Huh? Huh, Horatio? Tell me. Shoot. Number seven, basics equal ambitious, respectful, honest, loyalty, trustworthiness, etc. Number eight, is there a spark? Got to be a spark. Got to be some kind of chemistry. Number nine, am I afraid of losing her? Wow, I like that question. Are you afraid of losing me? You need to be. Ain't going to find nobody like me. Number 10, does she love herself? That's important, ladies. You got to love yourself. When you love yourself, you don't put up with the bullshit, okay? Number 12, am I in love with her? Are you? Number 13, emotional mental health. Is she together mentally? Like, she ain't schizo, is she? Does she have bipolar, or did that run through her family? I need to know. You need to know. You need to ask these questions. That's another thing. When you meet people, you need to ask them, yeah, so are your family? You know, anybody retarded? Anybody got bipolar? Anybody schizophrenic? Anybody, you know what I'm saying? Hello? We need the facts. Give me the car facts. The fan facts. Number 14, is she comparing me to who I was yesterday or to her irrelevant exes? Listen, there's nothing worse than being with somebody that talks about their ex all the time. Honest to God. Like, don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. If your ex is that important, get back with them. Okay? So those were the 14 things that men, those were the 14 questions that men ask themselves when it comes to women that they're dating or seeing or, you know, potentially thinking about settling down with. Wow. Don't give them ultimatums, ladies. Men don't like ultimatums. Let me read this. Stop trying to change a man that does not want to change for you. Okay? Stop trying to change a man that does not want to change for you. I've noticed that a lot of women love catering to men who aren't official with them. Those women are hoping to get these men to commit to them if only these men could see her worth. Either that or they try to force men to date them. I say force because from a man's perspective, it feels like they are making it mandatory for us to transform into the way they want us to be. The final straw is when they hit us with the ultimatum. Men do not like being forced to do shit. This all goes both ways, by the way. Women need to understand that genuine relationships do not start with ultimatums. No matter how well they play their position, a man is going to choose the woman he wants to be with on his own. He will settle with that woman because he cannot imagine not having her. Wow. He will settle with that woman because he feels ready. He will settle with that woman because being with her feels way better than running around. A man that is sure of the woman he wants does not want to ever risk losing her. And all of a sudden, those other women become completely irrelevant. If we are used to treating you a certain way in which you've allowed, then you try to change our way of treating you, we will still see you as a woman who settles for less if we don't want to learn how to value you. I'll read that again. If we are used to treating you a certain way in which you've allowed, then you try to change our way of treating you, we will still see you as a woman who settles for less if we do not want to learn how to value you. You can bring awareness to our bad treatment of women, but you cannot make us want to change. Men who do not want to change will view your treat me better moments as you being a nagging brat. You heard that? Men who do not want to change will view your treat me better moments as you being a nagging brat. We will continue to treat you the same way because we do not see the benefit or joy in being the way that you want us to be. Therefore, you should leave a man before you try to change a man because that man has been living a particular way because he wants to. You cannot change what he wants, and that's why I left. Furthermore, we think that it is quite selfish of you to force us to change just to make you happy. So we'd rather leave you alone than to become a different person for you. Always remember, if we do not change, it is because we love being the way that we already are. We'll listen to your demands, but if we do not F with you like that, respect you, or love you, we're not going to take any of those ultimatums and demands seriously. Wow. We'll listen to your demands, but if we don't fuck with you like that, respect you, or love you, we're not going to take any of these ultimatums and demands seriously. Wow. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been in failed relationship after failed relationship after failed relationship. So stuff like this, I need, and I know a lot of y'all women out there need it too, because obviously if I'm in failed relationship after failed relationship after failed relationship, I'm the common denominator, right? Right. So that means I have to do some self-evaluating and I have to change some things. You know, and I'm very loving, I'm very kind, that's just how I am, and I'm very loyal. So I guess I was just being too much too soon for these men. Seriously. But that's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. I will continue next week. I love you guys dearly. What song should I go out on? Oh, before I leave, I want to tell you this. A good woman may not know how to trust, but she'll learn how to when she meets a man who values consistency enough to show her. A good woman may not know how to trust, but she'll learn how to when she meets a man who values consistency enough to show her. Huh? Huh? value consistency, ladies. If you make a stand, okay, you will get what you deserve. And you need a man that's consistent, not calling 1 week and you don't hear from them the next week. We don't have time for those games. Because the man that really likes you and wants to be in your life will be consistent in your life. He won't play games with you, okay? So I love you guys very, very much, and I will see you guys next week. God bless you all. I love you, smooches.